The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows, and as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. As much as I'd like it to be otherwise, it's a bit of a tricky gospel passage to understand. I think certainly as a pastor, when you see the temple treasury and a woman coming forward and giving everything she has, we're tempted to say, when that collection basket comes around, just put in everything you have. You know, we'll even take your credit cards. You know, like, just put everything in. We've got it, okay? But we'll take the car keys too, right? I mean, we'll take whatever you have. But it's not quite what's going on here, okay? This is not quite the opportunity for stewardship that I think many pastors believe it to be. What's happening is we're seeing more than a bit of an ironic twist here. The fact that Jesus is looking at the scribes and Pharisees, those who are using the temple to increase their own power and increase their own authority, is condemning them because they devour the houses of widows. And it's not for nothing that just a couple short lines later, we have a widow coming forward to the temple treasury to put in a few cents. That is her livelihood. Why is it her livelihood? Except that she's already been denuded by the scribes. She's already been denuded by the temple authority, right? She's been stripped of everything she has by the people in power. And this is worthy of condemnation. She's being abused by the very system that she supports. And that system is the temple. The temple clearly is not meant to do that, because we see throughout the entire Old Testament and into the New just how much God cares for the widow and the orphan and the poor and oppressed. God's justice is for them, first and foremost. And it's right then here, this is one part of the good news of this gospel, is that Jesus has to speak a word of condemnation for those who perpetrate injustice for their own gain. They will receive a very severe condemnation. Praise God. Praise God. Because God, in establishing his justice on earth, must sort out injustice. And Jesus is the good and just judge of all. And we should, when we hear that, we shouldn't think, "Oh, cower in our seats, you know, I'm not worth." No, we should own that. We should own Jesus as judge, because it's the promise of justice come on earth. Those injustices that we suffer as a body today, those injustices that we suffer in our lives, we endure knowing that the justice of God is coming. Knowing that we can endure injustice in Christ now as we await his coming in glory. So that's the first part of the good news in the gospel today. The second part of the good news in the gospel today is the total self-offering of the widow. Okay? Here, Jesus doesn't speak a word of condemnation to the widow who is supporting this monstrosity with her last few coins. Jesus here is pointing to the goodness of her total gift, knowing that it's supporting a corrupt regime. The good news for us is that it is no longer the temple to which we offer sacrifice, it is Jesus to whom we offer sacrifice. It is Jesus through whom and with whom and in whom that we offer ourselves to God. Jesus condemns the temple because he is the new temple. He is the place where we now offer the sacrifice of our whole lives to God. We no longer have to support a crooked and broken regime. We support Jesus, the body of Christ, and his work in the world with the gift of our entire lives to him. My friends, that's good news, and it's liberating news for us. In Jesus, we find our whole life, fullness of life, redemption, our salvation. We find every grace and every consolation and support that our heart so desperately desires. And it's by giving ourselves to him, entrusting ourselves entirely to him and his good plan, that we find for ourselves peace and purpose of life and every good gift besides that he then gives to us, that we may give ourselves away, yes, for God, but to our neighbor, to build them up in the love that we receive from his rich and beautiful bounty.